Welcome to the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of cannabis news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Blazy Susan launches collaborative campaigns to support breast cancer awareness in Oklahoma, Colorado, and nationwide. Blazy Susan, in collaboration with Left Hand Supply and Mango Cannabis, has launched a breast cancer awareness campaign aligning with National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The initiative includes product sales paired with donations to nonprofit organizations in Oklahoma. The goal is to support care for uninsured women and share survivors' voices. Blazy Susan is offering limited edition pre-roll lines to fund breast cancer screenings and care. A portion of every purchase will support Oklahoma Project Woman with a minimum commitment of $10,000. In Colorado, sales of Keef-infused pre-rolls will generate contributions for breast cancer research. Blazy Susan's Pink Papers and Cones also support this cause year-round. A pop-up event on October 25th at Mango Cannabis in Oklahoma City will feature promotional giveaways. Blazy Susan's CEO, Will Brakel, has a personal connection to breast cancer, driving the company's commitment to supporting research and a future without this disease.
State roundup. Shutdown highlights Maryland dependence on federal dollars, trying to quit a federal job, but unable to, and lawsuits on pause. Demolition of Pimlico in photos. The federal government shutdown has put Maryland's dependence on federal funding under the spotlight, raising concerns about economic diversification. Shutdown delays are affecting individuals like Rebecca Ferguson, who can't finalize their departure from federal jobs. Civil lawsuits in Maryland are on hold, impacting access to justice and administration efforts. Unaffiliated voters are challenging state laws, limiting their participation in primaries. Pimlico Racecourse demolition is underway, documented by Baltimore Banner photographer Jerry Jackson. Maryland seeks applicants for the nation's first state-run cannabis incubator program. Maryland joins other states in urging the Supreme Court to reverse a ruling on voting rights challenges. Governor Wes Moore remains silent as counterparts threaten to leave a bipartisan governor's group. Activists oppose a nominee to head PG County's Department of the Environment due to past termination. McCormick & Co. projects $140 million in tariff exposure due to recent tariffs enforced by the Trump administration.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.